The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. Swineherds ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. First things first here today, we have a very special day here this afternoon. Did you know that? Because this finely dressed young man right up here in front, his name is James, and he's making his very first communion today. Yay! Wonderful. So congratulations, and we'll have this little picture afterwards, okay, just to commemorate the event. Can I share a little thought with you here about the gospel that we just heard? Jesus drives out a demon. The people lose a herd of swine. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. My little thought for you here for the day is that if you're not careful, we will act towards Jesus just like these people in the gospel acted. When a hardship comes our way, we will use it as an excuse to tell Jesus to leave, to grow further apart from him rather than to grow closer together, as it's meant to be. Now, the people of Gadara, that is the Gadarenes, they had every reason in the world to be upset because they just lost an entire herd of swine. There are about 2,000 pigs in a herd of swine. And that would have been the livelihood for several families for the better part of a year. And more than this, this gospel event takes place in the summer. Pigs are sold in the fall, which means several families are going to be out of their ordinary income for the better part of a year. They got every reason in the world to be upset because it's Jesus who sent the demons into the herd of swine. What they don't realize is that they drove Jesus away before he had a chance to complete the good work he intended to do. Jesus comes to us by paths not of our own choosing. Often there's a loss. Always there's a cross. But the cross and the loss are never the whole plan. God's plans for us are always part of a whole. And we have to press on in faith through the hardship, because God's plan never ends with the loss. We always have to remember this. It's very, very important that we don't drive the Lord away like these poor people in the gospel did. You know, just like a plow is used to break through hard ground so that new life can spring forth, so too God utilizes hardship. Now understand, never causes it, but utilizes it to break through hard hearts so that new life can break forth in our souls. You see this all through the gospel. It's very often because of someone's hardship that they come to the Lord at all. The lepers, for example. If it wasn't for their leprosy, they never would have approached Jesus Christ. The sick woman who was afflicted with hemorrhages in Capernaum, if it wasn't for her illness, she never would have approached Jesus Christ. And very often, this is our Lord's machinations, his working in our souls as well. I heard a real interesting image recently that I'll share with you. And it has to do with how lobsters grow. You might find this interesting. A lobster grows a shell that's bigger than the animal that's living in the shell so that it has room to grow and to expand. And it continues to grow and to expand until it reaches a threshold of pain. And the shell becomes too small. And then the lobster will do one of two things. Either it will shed its shell and grow a larger one and continue to grow, or it will never grow any further from that moment forward, from the moment it reaches the threshold of pain. And it's very similar for you and I in our lives. When a moment of pain comes into our lives, we've got a choice to make. Are you going to grow, or are you going to stay the same? The choice is entirely up to you. Very often we go to the Lord in prayer, and we go to the Lord as if to say that the Lord and His power and His grace exist to help us make all of our dreams come true in our lives, when the truth of the matter is exactly the reverse. It's God who wants His dreams to come true in our lives and is asking for our cooperation. And this you can always be certain of: God's dreams for you are far greater than your own. You can take that one to the bank. It's like St. Paul said, He makes all things work for the good of those who love Him. Not necessarily that all your dreams will come true, but rather pressing on through whatever hardships He allows to come into our lives, that the deepest longings of our hearts will be fulfilled. A little something to remember today, that we might hope in Him. And if we do, we will never hope in vain. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Junipero Serra, pray for us.